Internet and email communication.
Connected.
Foolish miscalculation of the will of your people.
I tried to warn him. I could have helped. I could have prevented this.
Yes. I have examined your epistle, suggesting you would be able to locate the humans.
Oh, yes. I think...
Hopefully I didn't hurt you there.
I know where they will go, what they must do.
I find your reasoning logical.
Then I am to be
spared.
To serve the Empire.
No. To serve your people. Help us extend a hand of truce.
Truce?
My predecessor was programmed at a time when our empire was less capable of tolerance. Now that we are omnipotent, we can afford to be more charitable. You will explain my policy of goodwill. I have spared you. I will spare them.
They are... not likely to be receptive.
I will send with you a base star entirely.
Sorry about that last one, guys. Tanya called me.
Nothing to be sorry about.
And so I had to put my mic up and I couldn't communicate. I thought we were going to extract. That's why we were going that way.
I didn't expect
to disconnect
a base ship entirely under your command.
I think I can assure you, with some sense of pride, you have your own.
Long-range scan fully operational. Nothing definite to report. Definite. A momentary blip prior to achieving orbit. Our scanners were not fully operational. Nothing since. No. Launch a fighter patrol to circumnavigate the outer edge of this planetary system. Just to be safe. By your command, duty patrol to the launch bay.
I request permission to leave the fleet. I raise the suspect. Our home planets may face imminent attack.
Thank you.
connected.
I don't mind the way it is.
Man is back.
You are so quiet.
Obsoleto.
Astounding. I can make no sense of this being.
Nobody can. It's the way he is.
Funny. Very funny.
Obsoleto.
The feeling is mutual, King Raddor.
Your Majesty, Roboto would like permission to explore our planet while our technos work on his ship.
Granted. I'll leave the arrangements to you, Duncan.
Thank you, sire.
Yes. Thank you.
Not at all. It's not often we get a visitor from another world, especially one as unique as you.
I have never thought of myself as unique. On Robotica, there are over 5,000 of my brothers and sisters.
Well, you're on Eternia now. Now, believe me, here you're one of a kind.
One of a kind? I think this Roboto has some interesting possibilities. And I, Margibot, am just the one to make use of them.
You're sure you'll be comfortable here?
Yes, it almost reminds me of home.
We'll be by early tomorrow morning to start your tour of Eternia.
Oh, obsoleto.
I shall look forward to it. Good night, man-at-arms. Good night, Prince Adam.
Good night, Roboto.
I think I'll get myself a nice cup of hot oil.
Just the one I was looking for.
Well, are you a friend of Man-at-Arms?
No, I am his sworn enemy. And you will be when I am through with you.
Circuits. Circuits disrupted. Can't get...
Oops, ouch.
There are those who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, or the Toltecs, or the Mayans.
They dropped
some
literally
that
right
may
on
yet
me.
Be brothers of man who even now fight to survive. Somewhere beyond the heavens.
I want to step.
You still need me!
Surely, you don't mean me.
Thank you for your help, Balto. Your time is at an end. Is it Jurian?
No, you can't! You still need me!
We thank you, Balto. Your time is at an end. And Jurian?
No, you can't! You still need me!
We thank you, Balto. Your time is at an end. Centurion?
You can't! You can't!
We thank you, Voltron. Your time is at an end. Centurion?
No, you can't! You're still... No, you can't! You still need me!
It has been 7 centons, and not one word of the humans. What have you to report, Centurion?
Nothing has been heard of the humans.
Their provisions will sooner or later force them to land within our star system. We will be watching and listening and waiting.
Earth.
You are Volta.
As if you don't remember. Hmm?
My predecessor has left me with a difficult choice.
I quite understand. You'll find a living legend.
Predecessor was destroyed by your peers. A foolish miscalculation from the will of your people. A foolish miscalculation. Yes. I have examined your epistle, suggesting you would be able to locate the humans.
Why, oh, yes. I think.
A foolish miscalculation of the will of your people.
I know where they will go, what they must do.
Spare. I find your reasoning logical.
Then. I am to be.
Spared.
Full opportunity here, Spectre.
To serve the Empire.
By your command.
No.
This Spectre seems to
serve
have
your
command.
People.
Speaking from past
to extend the hand.
I would not say it is beyond his programming.
Truce? My predecessor was programmed at a time when our Empire was less capable of tolerance.
Auspicious occasion. How often does the Imperious leader himself journey all the way from Cylon?
Attention, attention. It is evident the Imperious leader will be with us shortly. His ship has landed at the air dome. Presenting his eminence, our Imperious leader.
Cylon, it is indeed a great honor to dedicate this southern center of Cylon culture to the advance of and perfection of the Cylon race. With this secure outpost deep in the heart of the Krillian star system, our supremacy is all but assured.
Attila Garrison, Commander, reporting.
Attila?
An obscure outpost in the Omega sector. The commander's name is Spectre, I believe. One of the earlier IL series, before my time. Rather limited in ability.
Report, Spectre.
We have apprehended a colonial warrior.
Excellent. Have you interrogated the pilot?
The scouting party that captured him has not yet returned to our garrison.
I think you know what I desire.
The exact position of the Galactica.
I shall await your next communication. You have a wonderful opportunity here, Spectre. Use it well.
By your command.
This Spectre seems to have done rather well. For an early model.
Still no word from Attila.
I'm sure Spectre will contact us if he has anything to report.
Perhaps he feels his report will not be received satisfactorily by you, Baltar.
What are you implying, Lucifer?
It has come to my attention that Spectre has ordered more laser pumps and petrol than any garrison in the system.
So he's stockpiling what garrison commander doesn't.
He has also ordered an extraordinary supply of laser rifles and neutron bombs. Certainly unnecessary requisitions for a planet whose entire population has supposedly been terminated.
Lucifer, do you wish me to believe that Spectre would submit false progress reports?
Speaking from past experience, I would not say it is beyond his program.
Lucifer, I do believe you're jealous.
Such a reaction is not programmed into IL Sirius circuitry.
The man that protects you from other men.
Ah, Spectre. You have the coordinates of the galaxy.
I think you're man straight.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Radio Warrior was injured in the crash. We are attempting to repair his body in order to extract the information of the age.
I see. And how long do you estimate this to take?
Oh, within 5 or 6 centauries, he should have sufficiently recovered.
I'm counting on you, Spectre.
I know. And may I say, it is a distinct honor to serve the illustrious Baltar. You are a veritable legend.
Oh, Carl. Well, thank you.
I am the man.
You see? A logical explanation.
Yes.
I apologize for the delay. The
Captain is
still unconscious. He may even terminate.
Die.
Unfortunately, we are programmed to destroy you.
Behind the machine.
Save. Our knowledge of their anatomy is so
behind limited. The machine.
No, I do not offer excuses. Despite my securing this planet for the Empire in record time, if this warrior terminates, I can only view my mission here as a failure, for I will have failed one of the great leaders of our millennium.
Now. Don't be too hard on yourself, Spectre.
I read, you've done a brilliant job.
Well,
obsolete PC. Obsoleto.
If you know the extension you want, just press the pound key. Otherwise, I understand you want to speak with someone. Our Best Buy team members are specialized in different areas. To get you to the right person as fast as possible, please tell me. I want to get you to the right person, so please tell me. What's the general category? Just a minute.
You've reached us outside of the normal operational hours of our store.
Remote access.
Hi, do you have much experience with, like, Windows, laptops?
What's the issue then?
Well, the issue is I'm getting, like, these pop-ups that say I have ransomware or malware, but I do scans, nothing comes up, and then when I try to reset Windows to, like, clear the drive, it says me I'm unable to do it.
I mean, we can reinstall Windows for you.
Okay.
And we could be able to, like, delete the everything on the drive when we're resetting it from, like, a USB stick.
Oh, okay. And how much do you charge for that?
I believe it's 50. It could be 60 now.
I already backed it up. Would that be less if I did it myself? I just need a clean install, like, for reformat drive, yeah.
I mean, if you know how to set up a USB drive, it's doable on your own. You'd have to follow Microsoft's instructions on doing so, though.
Okay. Does that mean does that mean I need, like, a version of Windows on that USB drive, or?
Microsoft has a whole, like, tutorial on how to make a flash drive for Windows reinstallation, and you'd have to get the computer into the right startup sequence to run off of that USB stick.
Okay. But you're saying this is something I can do?
Potentially, if you know what you're doing. Mm. But otherwise, we would do it for 50.
50? Okay. And how long would it take?
If our queue stays how it is, it probably wouldn't be more than a couple of days.
Okay. Thank you. Bring it in.
Obsoleto.
We gotta go see my exhibit right now, before it gets mobbed.
Come on,
you'll love it.
Basically, everything's under control. Oh, don't forget to try to find that white glue. I still got prizes to put together.
Excuse me, could you tell me where I might find a Sylvester Grogan?
Oh, Esther, yeah, he just went by. There he is, right there. We call him Esther. I'll get him. Hey,
no, that's all right. He looks busy.
Oh, yeah. He must be showing her his exhibit. Wonder where he picked her up. Oh, Esther got lucky.
I'll say.
Why is the floor moving?
It's a simulation of space travel. It's neat, huh?
It's fantastic, but how about turning the lights back on? Please.
Okay.
Oh. A rocking floor and spinning lights.
Yeah.
It's really impressive, Sylvester. And he's the moon rocks, huh?
Yep. Using the special effects to display him was my idea. You see, the C6 Club is trying to stimulate interest in space colonies.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought it was only appropriate that our exhibit showed what space travel was really like.
Please, Sylvester, enough with the lights, okay?
Okay. Pays to have a dad who's a heavyweight in the space program. The Torrance folks lent us the display case as well as the moon rocks. Impressed?
And late, I'm afraid. Yeah, well, I warned you I didn't have very long, Sylvester. Huh. That's sly. So.
Okay, I'll walk you back to the hotel.
Good. Oh, I was afraid you were going to do this.
Here.
Yeah.
This way. Watch out for anybody with overly large handbags or suspicious-looking umbrellas. If you have any problems, you can page me in the main area.
Sylvester.
Yeah?
I think that he can handle it.
Oh, right. Masquerade contest tonight's gonna be a real trip.
I'm sure you'll have a ball.
Black Avengers just arrived at the hotel.
Way to go. You just ignited a mob. They should be at the hotel in about 2 minutes.
It's quite a panic.
Oh, they'll never find him. He's not in his costume yet. Nobody knows what he looks like without his costume. It's his trademark.
Really?
Now, I can't give out the Black Avengers room number. And I can't give you Robbie the Robot's room number either, so stop pestering me.
I'm here to see the Black Avenger. My secretary gave me his room number. I seem to have misplaced it. Here's my card.
It was Paragon Studios.
Casting department, features, working on a 3-pick deal with the Black Avenger.
Well, I have strict instructions not to give out any info.
Left-handed Willie.
What?
Part I've been trying to cast for 3 weeks. You're perfect for it. Ever acted?
In fact, well, I have done a couple of commercials.
Uh-huh. When can you come in for a test? Tuesday, okay?
Wednesday is my day off.
Wednesday it is, 3 o'clock, stage 24. Ask for me. Oh, room number?
The presidential suite.
Thanks. You're beautiful.
Thank you, Mr. Bachoheimer.
Absolito.
More bandwidth if you use the extender plus Ethernet cable.
Mm. Are you finding anything interesting there?
Not at this Goodwill. We went to another thrift store. It's called the Bargain Box, and I did find something. I actually found new in box a 32x CD-ROM drive for Windows 95.
Oh, whoa!
So I grabbed that because.
Okay.
I have a dream of building a, like a DOS gaming box.
Oh, absolutely.
Or Windows 95 gaming box, actually.
Yeah, what are you going to play on it?
Oh, just any old, Windows and DOS games.
Like Doom?
Yeah, like Doom and, all that stuff. Anything, all the gaming that we used to do back then. Day, I'll build a 486 computer or early Pentium computer.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I figure I'll grab that CD-ROM because
there you go.
You gotta.
Oh, CD-ROM for Windows 95.
Yep.
Wow.
32x new inbox.
Wow. Remember 32X?
Yeah, that was number 4X.
Yeah.
Right? They had what? They had 1X and the 4X. Then
yeah.
They had 6X, 8X, 12X. Then they had what? 16X, then 32X. It was crazy, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I was playing Wolfenstein 3D the other day.
Oh, yeah, I want to play that too.
So the big fire-spinning devil is on the top. That's
no,
cool.
The actual thing. Don't get the book.
I thought this was just between you and me.
Allow me to introduce my team. Eric the Red, Attila the Hun, Genghis Khan, Brutus, and my favorite, Goliath.
These guys aren't football players.
I know. They just hurt people.
That's not fair. I don't have a team.
Oh, sure you do, Al.
Hey, Daddy. All right.
Like I said, I don't have a team. Okay, guys, now this is sudden death.
Yeah, ever since you told me you got that telephone with the Bluetooth, I've been looking. It's so hard to find early Bluetooth era phones, like, you know.
All right.
Yeah, you got lucky.
Yeah, I got lucky. Let me try to remember. Where did I find that phone at?
Mm.
What thrift store did I find that one at? It may have been at the bargain box. Yeah. That phone that's on my desk? The silver one? The Bluetooth phone? Hampton. Could have been the Goodwill in Hampton. Yeah, I just got lucky.
Oh.
Because it works really well.
That's wonderful.
I also have a vintage 80s cordless phone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with the, you know, the, it has the telescoping antenna.
Oh, cool.
So I got one of those at the Goodwill in Hampton here.
Nice.
And then for Christmas, I got one of those Bluetooth adapters for it.
Oh, yeah?
So now,
oh.
Yeah. So.
You'll have to show me that again.
Yeah. Because that one came in a box. That phone came in a box. Oh. It's practically brand new.
Wow.
So what I did was on Amazon, I went and got a new battery for it.
Oh, that's cool.
So, and then with that Bluetooth adapter, I can use that old cordless phone, you know?
Yeah, you know, they one of the networks just did a special on the fact that Americans are still holding on to their old technology.
Oh, really?
And I was joking. I said they didn't interview me. They should have interviewed me.
Right.
You know, they talked about some guy who had a flip phone still.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah?
She likes it?
Yeah. She just couldn't deal with the distractions of the smartphone, you know.
Right. Yeah, bro. Obsoleto. Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Speaking of obsolete, the last time I went to the Chicago conference in September... This guy, I walked in, the minute I walked into the convention center floor, there was a guy wearing the Google Glass. Do you remember that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, whatever happened with that? They still developing?
No. They folded that. They folded hard.
Oh, good.
It was mismanaged.
I did not want to see that.
Anyways, somebody was wearing them, and they had like a cult following. It was hilarious. That's at the Vintage Computer Festival.
Nice.
People wearing Google Glass because it's obsolete now.
Yeah.
So they're welcome. They're welcome to be amongst us. Yeah.
Even though that technology would have, like, time. I mean, destroyed.
Probably, yeah.
You know,
you believe that?
I mean, we're wearing them. Yeah. That's built into it. Yeah. With Windows, how they want you to create an account.
Yeah, if you find anything old, yeah. Sounds good, bro.
Okay, take care. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Absolito. Absolito. Beep, 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 beep.
Hey, bro.
Hey, bro. Good morning. How are you?
Who later?
Hey, good morning. I'm good, thank you.
Okay.
Stay back.
You okay? Sure. Go ahead.
Can you do a video call, or you'd rather do...
Oh, yeah. I could do video. You're going to do the metaverse? Yeah?
I'm thinking that.
Okay. I'm going to use my 2017 technology, and you can use your new 2023. Okay bro.
Does it do support Zoom?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter. Just,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. Let you can do... OS Vision me. Okay, bro.
Yeah, I'll set up a Zoom and call you back. Do that way.
Okay, sounds good, bro.
Okay, very good.
Absolutely. It's compatible. Sweet. Love it. I love the glow in the eyes.
Yeah, if I set up here, then I can get that.
Now I really feel obsolete.
You'll never be obsolete to me, bro.
Much love. Metaverse mania.
Yeah, let me see what I could do. I wish it...
Something happened. We got disconnected from the Apple OS Vision. Absolutely.
No, I transferred it.
Oh, okay, there you are.
Okay, you got me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, cool.
Welcome to the metaverse.
Nice. Now we're here inside. You're with me. I could just reach out and give you a hug. And,
oh, that's nice.
Well,
yeah.
I don't feel anything, but
yeah.
It's nice to think about, to imagine.
I love it.
Dude, man, it's been a lot. It's
blocked out of my system.
Yeah.
Well, I finally figured out how to do it. Anyways, had to delete everything, all the data. And obviously I backed it up, but I had to do a clean install.
Uh-huh.
You know, basically brute forced it to install. I had to, yeah. But now it's all clean. So, yeah.
It made a connection.
Yeah. Well, you got to reinstall everything.
Yeah.
You lose all your settings, right?
Right. It is an apt analogy. I just sent you what it looks like over here from my side.
In the metaverse?
Yeah.
I'm still trying to get used to this uncanny valley as we talk.
Uh-huh. Oh, me being face-to-face with you, but in FaceTime?
Yeah. Oh, my God. See, I'm, like, floating in the air. That's hilarious. I'm going to save that.
Yeah, see, this is just in my bathroom. And what I found is, like, the best place for me to do the Vision Pro is really in my bathroom. As far as the lighting conditions and the mirror, like, to have a mirror in front of you and a blank wall behind you.
Yeah.
That is...
Can you do one more? Can you do... Here.
Yeah. What do you want?
Hold on. One second. Here, I'm going to try to get Dr. Obsolito glasses. I've got 3D glasses, you know, from the 3D theater. You know, when we used to go into the theater and put them on, you know, analog 3D. I mean, right. How specific do you want me to be, dude? Analog 3D.
That was specific enough.
And I knew you were there.
I can't find them, but I do have, like, Kraftwerk glasses.
Oh.
Anyways, yeah. Yeah, I guess we'll just do it another time. That's fine.
Well, yeah, that's pretty good how it is. Just take a, just pause for a moment.
Okay, this is my light.
Yeah, your explorer's light. Siri, take a screenshot. It did it.
Huh?
Siri, take a screenshot. Yeah. No hands, Mom.
No hands. Yeah.
Whoa, that came out crazy because of your headlamp.
No, I gotta see it. Really?
Yeah.
You start messing with the lenses and the... Yeah, this is LED technology on my head. And people freak out at the stores. They think I'm videotaping them. Uh-huh. Yeah, people people mistake it.
Like, this is even hard to make out what it is, frankly. I'm sending you two. They're each different. I think the first one's cooler, but you can barely see yourself in it. But it's your headlamp is, like, backlighting me in this wild way. And then in the second one, you can see more that it's actually you.
Oh. Cool. Wow, look at that. You can't even tell. Wow.
So that these type of really cool effects of the glasses where you can see my eyes coming through, this only happens to me in the bathroom because I have the mirror, and the mirror is actually 3D. Believe it or not. Think about it's a fully... That's one of the nice, convincing things about a mirror that's different from a billboard is it's presented to you in 3D. So that fools the Apple Vision eyesight feature into thinking there's a human being in front of me, which is just a second copy of me. So it turns on the eyesight and keeps it turned on. Whereas normally, if this were just a blank wall, that my eyes would shut off because it would save power.
Very cool. Yeah, I feel like I'm talking to the man from the future.
You are.
I am. You seriously?
Thank God we survived this far, dude. Like, jeez. Every day we have to rejoice to think we met.
Teleportation. Yeah?
Yeah, this is what we're doing here. You're here in the room with me, bro. I mean...
I'm in the metaverse, huh?
Once... You suited up and jacked in... then you'll also be here, and it's a very convincing... It just takes a couple of minutes for your brain to let the illusion disappear, and you're just there with the person. And it's far more immersive than the window, a little window with I see like a quarter of your face.
Oh.
When we're face-to-face, you forget that you're going through a medium. It's just, it feels like you're right there together.
Yeah, I could imagine. Right? Yeah?
Because then you spend all week scrambling that at the same time.
Okay.
And so they can create something called a breaking...
What's the plan? I just finished a game. I just programmed a game for the Commodore 64. So that's my newest thing.
Okay. What's it called? Does it have a name, or is it going to be released, or is it too incognito?
No, it's a text adventure game, and it's going to be called... I have a temporary title. It might change, but it's The Chronicles of Clone 64.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're building. I know that takes a long time. It's not like some overnight success. You got to program and everything.
Yeah, and I just compiled it, so it ran... But I've no errors so far.
Okay.
And I've got the structure. I'm probably gonna put some I don't know, other menus or sounds and stuff, but the more stuff you add to it, then the risk is you break it, you know, because then there's more chances, more chances of bugs to come in there.
Dude, I love, you know what I love when something gets a bug though, and you get like the glitchy thing where like,
yeah,
and you're like, you record it, and you're like, favorite. But,
I had a glitch this morning. Instead of saying, oh, you reached this point, because, you know, you choose. It's like choose your own adventure for my game.
Yeah.
You know? Anyways,
do you hallway? Do you go down the stairs? Do you do nothing?
Yeah, so I had a bug in there this morning, and instead of it saying, you came down this alleyway, something happened, game over. It did it like three times. It kept going, this happened, game over, this happened, game over, this happened, game over. And anyway, so I fixed it this morning.
You got tunneled, yeah.
Anyways, it's creative. I love programming.
I don't have the capability. But I'm holding a baby in my arms, so I literally, for the last 6 months, like, Juniper is very, she's clingy. She wants me to hold her all the time. So I just hold her all the time, but I only have one hand. You see what I mean? So I hold my phone right now with the other hand, and this Cedar over there he's jumping on the couch.
Well, thank you for taking time to talk to me.
No, it's cool. It's good. I just don't have, dude. I literally do not do any. I only things I do is I record little voice recordings on my phone.
Beep.
Sometimes AI, good AI yesterday, and I went back to Hugging Face yesterday, surprisingly, and I found I did a couple short 4-second videos of text to video.
Oh yeah, how's that?
Yeah, it didn't turn out very good. It turned out very very much like a panning app. Or like a zoom in or zoom out slowly. Like it didn't really do what I thought it would do, like to make it come to life necessarily. But one of them did. It went like, and it kind of like morphed the face and stuff. That's like where I was a year ago about putting, doing AI art. I feel like in a year from now, when I type in, text to video or whatever, it'll give me something where I'm really looking for, but it's not ready yet. It's at least the one I used, it was a early template or whatever.
Oh yeah,
yeah, but I found it on Hugging Face text to video, and but the other one I just used regular for like type in and see what it would do. It was very crisp and clear and very,
boom!
It was different than, Wombo or, Starry AI, whatever. It was, I shared them on Facebook and, I shared a couple of them on Instagram, but I didn't get to share them all on Twitter yet, but I will, or X, I guess. But yeah, like, if I ever send you a question, like, interview question, I'll just be like, interview, IV, which one, or you choose one. It could be like Stegosaurus or Brontosaurus. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. You just pick one or the other, and then that's it. Or like, I can guess you could say none of the above too, or whatever, or all of the above. But I'm interested in the interview process, which is really fun. I think that has something to do with at least figuring out where you're going and what you're doing. No, it's not. But did I send you that link about that song my musician friend from a long time ago played or not?
I don't know. I heard your music clips that you sent me. Yeah.
No, but just like this morning, did you get something for me or no?
No.
No. Okay. I'll send it to you. This is a guy, so when I lived in Arizona, that was around the year 2000, right?
The year 2000.
The year 2000.
Y2K.
No, we filled up our bathtub, and we were worried about Y2K bug. We were that scared about it. Hold on a second. We did it with well, if everything shuts down, at least you can boil that water. But we didn't know what was gonna happen, and then nothing happened. Amazing.
Right.
Okay, so here, this is a guy. I'm sending you his link to a song. It's called Minute Hand. And he's the guy I worked with at a bakery around then, around the year 2000. Now it's 2024. We just reconnected through social media 24 years later. And this is a new song. He just released an album. It's great, actually. It sounds like my review of it would be something like, this is a, you know, he it's a little spacey, like Tom Van Zandt and Tom Petty, with the pitch of John Prine. Dash of Johnny Cash. That's what I would say. He's a cool guy, and he's a really good musician.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I'd have to check it out. So I send it to you, the link, if it works. And if it doesn't, well, I don't know. I gotta switch arms. Jeez, kill me. Hold on a second. Oh boy. Okay, I'm good again. The whole time I was holding the phone with the other hand, I had to switch arms. You know? She's 17 pounds, a little girl. Boy. So yeah, check that out. If you like. It's kind of like, I don't know. You'll see for yourself.
Actor Absolito.
Definitely not Obsoleto. It just came out. But it will be Obsoleto soon enough, I'm sure.
Yeah? Oh, dude, no. I my friend went on a rampage the other day about how I had to upgrade. And I got it on tape.
Hey, what, you deleted him as a friend?
No, I got it on tape. It was hilarious.
Oh,
He's putting his foot down and telling me that he wants to teach me how to use a computer.
He's mad at dirt. He's like, that's enough.
Yeah, so I recorded it. It's hilarious. I'm going to have to send it to you when I publish it.
You know what? You should make a song. It's like really angry, like a 90s song. It's like, you know, like, you gotta stop. You know, and then. You know, just make it like loop it, and like make it real crunchy and dystopian future and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's cool. Hilarious. Yeah, with some
dubstep, like the sound of like some futuristic factory, you could just stop. I said with the Facebook outage the other day, I couldn't post all my funny things I wrote because the Facebook was down. But I said, I'm going to go back to MySpace.
MySpace, yeah.
And I'm like talking to Tom, and I'm like, hey, Tom, long time no talk. You know?
Yeah, Papa Man used to call Facebook My Face.
My Face?
Yeah, he called it My Face. He'd say, you go on My Face.
My Face.
My Face.
Does anybody own My Face?
I don't know, but it was hilarious.
If you go on there right now and look at domain names, if nobody owns My Face, snap that shit up immediately.
Snap it up.
My Face. My hashtag Face.
Is that hilarious or what?
Like, no, that's brilliant.
Yeah, he was all into My Face.
Facebook just went to My Face.
Yeah.
Like, and everything from MySpace reactivated and then also went to My Face.
He loved it.
It had like two worlds combined.
Yeah. It was like Cooper and everybody. It wasn't like all these ads and like, do you need Rogaine? You know, and you're like, no.
You know what? At my last meeting, somebody appeared as an avatar and they're like, do you mind if I use my avatar? And I go, I don't mind.
Happy New Year, man behind the machine.
You break it, I fix it. You break it, I fix it. You break it, I fix it.
I'm a zoo. I must still be there.
Come on.
Into my mind and taking the memory of somewhere I've been.
Obsoleto. You break it, I fix it. You break it, I fix it store or something like that, and I wanted to get a printer fixed, and the guy's like, don't even bother, just get a new one. This is the guy that fixes them, and he said that the companies that produce printers, they lose money. They don't even make money on printers. They make money on the ink cartridges. So these guys who are in the recycling business or in the repair business, they don't even fix them. And he said they would charge me more than just to buy it. Right?
Actually, I knew that because I recently did a similar thing. I was trying to, like, buy empty ink cartridges to use in a printer and fill them with my own, like, handmade ink using these pigments that are, like, super, super saturated.
Yeah.
For the attempt of making, like, really vibrant, like prints of some kind.
Yeah.
And it was either ridiculously expensive or just like impossible to get empty carts for this printer I had. Because they come with there's like a little, it almost looks like a SIM card. There's a chip on it that the printer will read, and it can lock you out. If it's not like the manufacturer made, it'll lock you out. And or when the cartridge, like it doesn't even detect if the cartridge is empty. It literally has like a set number, so before it like turns itself off. So sometimes people are saying they'll like take out the cartridge and replace it, and there's still like a third of the ink left in it, but the printer just like won't accept it.
Crazy.
Really,
it almost makes you think if it's forced obsolescence. You've heard about this before, right?
Yeah.
Where they intentionally manufacture that, they intentionally force this, force these things into disrepair, you know?
Yeah. It's very wasteful at the least.
Obsolescence.
Like, yep. Yeah. I don't know. Sorry. It's kind of a tangent.
So I haven't updated the firmware on the Atari game station. So we make a new cassette tape recording. New cassette tape for a new year.
Testing 1-2, testing 1-2. This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2.
I'm going to get back on it now that the New Year's is here. Going to test some things out. Update some firmware. Downgrade. Yeah, but Dr. Obsoleto, what if I have to upgrade my firmware to downgrade? Obsoleto. Obsoleto.
It's notoriously difficult to arrange a truce with the Klingons. This blood has been drawn.
A truce? Are you serious? I've got men in sick bay. Some of them dying. Atrocities committed on their persons.
I'm just a Dr. Jim.
Turn behind the machine, what Klingons do to prisoners. Slave labor, death planets, experiments.
Good.
While you're talking, they're planning attacks. This is a fight to the death. We'd better start trying to win.
I'm just a man.
A reason, preferably. There is an alien on board which may have created this situation.
Who cares what started it, Mr. Spock? We're in it! Murderers, we should wipe out every one of them!
The alien is the real threat. That's the enemy we have to wipe out.
Calling doctor, there are more wounded men requiring your attention.
How many more men must die before you two begin to act like military men? Instead of fools.
Obsoleto.
This is Gang. Gang, there's something important I must discuss with you.
I have captured your engineering section. Now control this ship. What systems?
I have deprived all areas except our own. We'll die from suffocation in the icy cold of space.
Obsoleto.
The fighting must end. And soon.
Oh, we're a doomed ship. Traveling forever between galaxies, filled with eternal bloodlust, eternal warfare. Kang has got to listen. We've got to pool our knowledge and get rid of this thing.
Obsoleto.
Kang. Kang, this is Captain Kirk. Kang, you're in me.
Commander, it's a trick.
Kang. He won't answer.
This hour, I look.
Obsoleto. Damn it, Tim, I'm only a doctor. I'm not a man, Tim. Space, the final frontier. Obsoleto.
Voicemails to Dr. Obsoleto from Detroit.
Yeah, video was really interesting. I was just curious, did you use any B-roll and stuff like that, or was it just basically scripted and then you put a bunch of B-roll to it? Yeah, we have the technology. Now the question is, how are they going to use it? Are they going to use it against us? Are we going to be buddies and use it for the greater good of America and the world beyond? Well, according to the cell tower today, they're ready to get cracking. Well, yeah, I mean, look at all the channels you have now. What are they, channels? Oh, they're YouTube videos. They're TikToks. But if you really look at it, everybody's got their own individual channel. And they all want to be famous on their own channel. Like Channel 62. There you go. Channel 62, we all wanted to be on ATV. After Hours Television. If you're not on ATV, you're not on anything. So get on ATV and have a good time. Interesting on the Saturday Night Live thing. I guess that takes it to another level of live, huh? Non-stop Saturday Night Live. I don't know if I'd like that or not. I'd like to be able to stop my stuff and move it around. So I do like the videos that are on the various channels and stuff like that. You can stop them, you can pause them, you can look at them again, you can look at them backwards, forwards, frontwards, and all that great stuff. Fast forward and backwards, fast forward. Pretty neat. Can't go wrong with today's technology. Once again, it's how you use it.
Obsoleto.
Yep, the apps are television programs, in a sense. I mean, if you look at it, they're more like television channels if you really look at it. Look at all the stuff that we have to choose from now. My gosh, everything from Netflix to Rumble to YouTube to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. This just goes on and on and on and on. My gosh. And you wonder why we're going to war. I liked it. It brought the point across on that AI video. Those things are cool, man. I mean, it's a great way of... I'll tell you what's really interesting is what they're starting to do now. I'm trying to figure out if it's real or not. They're making like a bunch of movie, like, I'll just send you a link, like movie trailers. And I don't even think they're like movies or they're about to be movies or something like that. So my thing is like, okay, so they're using AI technology to build people's awareness of movies or let's say this, what you did. And if enough people click on it, they're going to make the movie. I think that's kind of where we're going to. So that way it just kind of, it's like shopping at the store and you know that the milk is going to be next to the cheese and the eggs and stuff like that. That's kind of where they're going with this whole thing. And I think it's, you know, I mean, I don't know if you're into it, I guess, you know, like Marvel movies, like they're always doing those. That's what I noticed. Like everybody needs to see the latest Marvel movie or whatever it is. We got thousands of Marvel movies that are going to be hitting the theaters in the next couple of months, literally. Next thing you know, they'll have a Dr. Obsoleto movie. That would be cool. They should do a Dr. Obsoleto movie right now.
You just...
Obsoleto, Detroit TV. Nerd, geek, spaz, dweeby, freakazoid.
Yeah, it was like the Bat... You know, like Batman, the Bat Phone? You know Batman? You know Batman? He had a bat phone, right? And then
yeah,
the commissioner, then the commissioner at the police station had his own bat phone. So when Batman called him, the commissioner would know it was Batman.
I was planning that hopefully, so you know, sometimes.
So
yeah.
Hey, so what's with, you know, TVs at gas stations? Did you ever notice this?
Yes, you as leave, soon as you put right? your card in,
yeah.
the songing and dancing starts.
Yeah. Yeah, the audio comes on. So did you ever notice yeah. you leave your house has got a TV, right? You go to the gas station, and they've got a TV at the gas pump, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes they got a TV within the TV where they're actually showing something, another show within a TV show, or they're streaming social media now.
Yeah. Like,
this is what I noticed the other day at the gas station is they're pushing TikTok as a, and then at the same time they're saying, do you want to a car wash? Do you want to buy a Big Gulp for $2 today? Oh, we got some tasty hot dogs.
You know. So I like the food part, but as far as news and weather and all that, it's
obsoleto.
Kind of like confusing to me. You know, it's almost too much.
Oh.
Too much, too much. I'm not going to pull up a chair and watch your gas station TV.
Yeah, right.
But the food is enticing me because I happen to also need gas and then I'm hungry sometimes.
You know what I thought was interesting too? You go to the yeah. grocery store and sometimes they have TV there. So while they're ringing up, I can just watch my TV.
You know? I have not seen the TV yes. at the
ring up. I saw that recently. You know, and then...
Aren't then, we all either on our phones or watching TV? Yeah. Isn't it a sad society we have become?
Oh, and this is it. Oh, and this is what I want you to hear. You know it. You know we're in a dystopian society when. You know we're in a dystopian society when. Not just Edward Snowden and this new guy that just came up on charges for revealing secrets, but I'm at the grocery store. And you know what song comes on the pipe? The piping through? Oh, you know what song that is piping through at the grocery store?
Well, I hear grocery store music more like it's elevator music.
Oh, right? Ozempic, you know, Ozempic. You know Ozempic?
Ozempic, no.
It's the big drug now that's very expensive. It makes you lose weight, and it helps diabetes and other things.
So that sounds like the purple Nexium craze.
Yeah, now this is the new craze, and everybody's talking about it. So what I'm saying is this is the irony of the dystopia that we're in, is they're playing the Ozempic song. You know, which is a parody of a 70s song. Remember that?
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. It's just weird. It just seems like sometimes a dystopian. I don't know.
Well, there was a craze in the 70s, so that would be pre-birth. Craze was on, we simply called it diet pills, you know? There was nothing dangerous you could put in your mouth. It was just all diet pills. And that was the famous cliche in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes women especially wanted stronger diet pills. So they had to go from friends in the street to get the illegal diet pills. And I can give you the list from the 70s because some of that memory's coming back. Butterflies, White Cross, mild form of amphetamine.
Oh.
And then there was the over-the-counter diet pills, but for some reason, the street peddlers found that they could do just as well. Some people really, that's a bit right there. And it's safe because it crosses all cultures.
Right. Jeez.
And I know that where I serve in large venues, they're keeping me away from the stage because I have found out I'm super funny and I have been resisting using my bits, but I was in a church and I used my bit on Tuesday. I'm going to have to tell you. In the same bit, as long as you don't do it every week at every show, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm going to wait until you decide that you want to hear my bit.
I'm ready.
Are you sure?
Sure.
Because I keep my bits, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
They're
techies?
Story.
Yeah.
And the guys flew in, the techies. We have a massive amount of Indian, from India, tech masters right here. And they flew in because I asked them, do you live here? And they said, no, we flew in.
Really?
Well, are they telling the truth or are they having fun with my bit, you know? And they were buying a massive amount of appliances. I said, so how do you fly in and do what you're doing? Well, you know, we're going to keep up a second home. Because you know what? Some are doing that now. They have a home here and they have a home there. Anyway, so I sat down
right
on a chair that was very lopsided to take care of these techies.
Oh, really?
And when I realized the sale was getting so huge, this has been about 2 years ago, because I've had some really good happy moments, you know. Anyway, I sat down in the chair and my bottom started to slide out. So I just let myself slide out of the chair, kind of like Ruth Buzzy and the guy who falls over. You see how slowly he falls over? I was raised on Ruth Buzzy and the church lady's gift, where she whacked him with a purse. I love that. I can't stop laughing. Anyway, I've only recently picked Ruth back up because she was in my memory.
Yeah.
People.
Right.
And there was no more than 30 or 40 people. It was a smallish or medium group. And so. Yes, I have tried to be more open to 80s dance music. Oh, really?
This is disco. Okay.
I don't. The only one I identify with is John Travolta and Saturday Night Fever. He took over. He took over the rock and roll scene.
Yeah, this is it. This is the soundtrack.
Yeah.
It's a Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. Yeah. Speaking of TV.
No. In real life, no Miller.
Carrie Lake is she's a former Fox News anchor. And so she says that what she was told to report on were lies. And that's why she wants to run for office.
The truth is, I had it in law. I had business law and I had legal law.
Yeah.
And I remember one thing about politics. It's perfectly legal to lie in politics.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
So now let's get a bit out of this MAGA, Arizona. And what's her name?
Carrie Lake. Yeah.
So here's what we're going to do. Here's the bit. Make America great again. Everybody start vacuuming.
That's funny.
Because it is my bit. So what I did at the last workshop, February, for richest metropolis in the state.
Like that.
When I vacuum, I'm going to stop and kind of leave a mess and see if anyone cleans up after me.
Yeah.
Happy Friday. Yeah. Woo! Yeah. You gotta listen. When in doubt, seriously, when in doubt, listen to Saturday Night Fever. I'm not joking. It will. It seriously. What's that?
I'm gonna listen to it. I haven't listened to it in months.
Oh.
So I'm here to test and see if my I'm gonna share this with you. I'm gonna see if my debit card works. There's something else going on, and we can just stand and observe. What did you tell me to do? Observe.
Woo! Yeah. I'm telling you. It's the sound. Yeah, that's what it's about, too. The sound. You know? Remind me, I gotta save that. You know, it's like an acapella. Where you go up and down the scale.
Dead zone.
They're working on the cell towers. Obsoleto.
But we're still living in a tunnel,
more or less.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Is this the pickle sandwich made out of a pickle?
No, it's a, you know, in the packaged sausage section.
Right.
Where they got, you've got to do a quick trip tour because they have everything that no other store has. And I just discovered the Big Mama pickled sausage. It's in the sausage section. The Slim Jims, the Jack Links, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm taking my time today while the either Happy Mob or Angry Mob or Work Mob, whoever they are, pass by. And in that, I found joy in Big Mama pickled sausage.
Oh, yeah?
There's joy in slowing down, you know? And now I'm going to stop at the ice cream cooler. Because I love ice cream, but I just look and I know my gut is going to scream. But if I have a treat, it'll be the Italian gelato.
Oh, yeah?
We have Talencia. I believe that's made in Minnesota, Italian gelato, right here at Quicker. At a buy, the bargain is $7.99. You know, that is a steal.
Yeah.
I have to eat right. Yeah, I'm doing both bites and now, but I'm eating and I'm observing.
Yeah, the lettuce. BLT, right? What's most important, the bacon, the lettuce, or the tomato? Right?
Yeah.
What's most... No. Wrong question. The correct question is, what kind of bread? My buddy makes some homemade sourdough bread. He gave me some, and I made them with BLT, and it knocks it out the park. I'm not even joking. Just
okay,
that ingredient.
So I met a bread maker yesterday.
Forget about it. TQ4.
He makes homemade bread?
Yeah?
I don't know how. It's something I never really learned.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that maybe if I'm going to be a good chef, I need to start making bread.
Voicemail from Detroit. Obsoleto.
Yeah, I guess they could do that. It'd be kind of interesting when it comes to movie making. Pick your own flick. They can call it that if you want, I guess. But I don't know, you know. You know, I just say stick to the regular stuff. You know, it's interesting when I started off and when I was doing the toaster first time through, it really allowed us to do some really cool 2D animations. So I was taking, I don't know how I did it now. I had like just videotaped, like, you know, me spinning records and stuff like that. And I would count it all out and it would just be like just the record you could see. And I'd switch it up with color and stuff.
I think that's when I ended up getting a job with the techno guys, and they saw my work. They're like, wow, we could use that as your visuals behind us. I says, okay, deal. But I actually started doing it way back when the video poster came out. I find some of my old school stuff too really interesting. I got to send it to you. It's on VHS. I did a remix to the song Backwards Dog by Soup Dragons. It was really cool. And it did some really cool visuals to that one too. It was all done with 2D animation, and I mixed in live video, not live video, recorded video, I should say. And, you know, turned out some pretty interesting little tracks. The 25th anniversary of The Sopranos, I don't think I've ever seen an entire one show. I've seen clips on the internet. As I said, he come into the bar the one night, and then, that's about it. I think I've seen Goodfellas, other good movie. I know there's a couple of them show up in that one. I'll tell you what, she was a really good one. He was in a great movie, it was True Romance. He did a really good character in True Romance. Basically, that was the first Tony you saw when he was in True Romance. He's pretty maniacal in that one. It's kind of a crazy scene. It was a stick it in daddy, stick it in him. Come here. A good scene. Yeah, it's crazy. They shut that stuff down. People had to go out and do jobs. They had to go hang outside. What in the world are we going to do? Yeah, I don't know, you know. Like I said, it's going to be interesting. Like I said, they're going to keep flicking that switch on and off, man, to see what people, how they flip out. It's like they're so addicted to Facebook, man. They don't know what to do. It'd be interesting if they shut the TV off, because I don't own one. I haven't owned one in about 30 years now. So it'll be cool when they shut the TVs off. I'll be right there at the same pace as everybody else. I think it'd be cool, man. I think what you really should do is like little short stories. That's the best way to go nowadays, because people don't have no attention spans anymore for movies. I mean, literally, man, just do cool little TikTok videos. You know, promote the website, promote the, you know, channel. It's the best way to do it, man. Like reboot. And everybody likes Max Headroom. Want to cool a couple of technology sounds? Doing some visuals. You get yourself a commercial. A little, I should say, a 1 minute film short. Yeah, just do shorts, man. It'd be, you make them comic book shorts, man. It's really cool, visual wise. You know? You'd have AI make the whole story like comic book style. And just keep it running, you know? Next thing you know, you're selling lunch boxes like this.
Absolutely.
Yes, I'm definitely still killing robots. Yeah. Well, I'm running around on another planet, so I guess it's technically not in space. It's like after. I mean, you get your own carrier, though. You get your own personal ship. Run, fucker, there's a missile douche there. Oh, fuck. One down. I don't have a quasar cannon, so I can't. Or another quasar cannon shot. Get him right now. There we go. Charged up. Where is he?
Thank
get him? You got him. All right, we met, but I actually call in the rest of that thing now. Papers.
Yeah, I was trying to do one of those cannon, you know, the one of the you had to load the five shells into, and I kept on getting wave after wave after wave. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah, it gets to be crazy.
Oh.
That game is crazy.
I don't have a shot. If you got one, take it.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man. I stabbed right as I got shot.
Yeah, it's trying really hard to get me to there. It's like, what is your deal, cake? Oh, ouch. What the hell? Bogus, Keaton. Are you angry at him? Are you getting mad at him? You just went up to Boycat and just mad at him because he's in a bed and you want to take it from him? Rude.
Oh, he's gone. Oh. Yeah, that's what I tried to do, and I threw a fucking grenade instead. Oh, no, that's it.
Nice. There's a Devastator in there, buddy, so he can't put his shield up.
Ah.
What are you doing? Leave the cat alone, dude. Ooh, that's a thing. Not just that's also something else.
Oh my God, where is she going?
I don't even know what this is. Well, it has this, so I'm gonna do that for right now. Are you? All right.
I don't know what to, okay.
All right, do it. I can probably, it's not far, I got it. Help him with extraction. On my way.
Well, if you could go and take out the Hulk.
There's a Hulk in the like
right up at the freaking landing area.
Oh, wonderful. I don't know if I have anything that'll
I don't have my quasars up there, so
oh, fuck. No, oh, damn it.
You are listening to Man Behind the Machine.
Yep.
Oh man, so close. Wah wah. It's all because Bob won't play. Rude. Yeah.
You are listening to Man Behind the Machine. Man.